everybody, happy Friday. This is Brian, the Surf Guru, with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Today on Friday, Northern Florida, you're going to see waist to chest high sets at around 8 to 7 seconds from the east. Now, it's going to be accompanied by northeast winds, adding a little bit of chop. Now, as you head south, we got a little smaller conditions, mostly waist high, a couple lucky bigger sets now and again, but the winds are going to be much better south of the Cape. Looks like mostly offshore and really light, so a lot cleaner conditions. Now, this weekend, expect a couple leftovers on Saturday and then dropping off by Sunday. For next week, we got something interesting, though. We have this high north of us that's kind of putting up a frontal boundary, and that's creating a wind field that's going halfway across the Atlantic. Now, the main focus of this swell is going to be up around Virginia Beach, but we're still going to catch a little of that here in Florida. Of course, northern Florida, you're going to be a little better off because you're a little closer, and we're looking at, I mean, it could be chest-high sets coming on Monday afternoon. Now, wave size is going to kind of decrease a little bit as you go further south just because you're going to kind of be out of that window. But it looks like Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning is going to kind of be the peak of this swell. And after that, we're going to be on a really gradual downward trend into the weekend. So it still should have some decent surf for most of next week. So not too much going on in the tropics that's going to affect us. We have Tropical Storm Gordon way out in the Atlantic, and it's going to swing up into the Atlantic, up towards Ireland. So that's really not going to do too much for us. Yesterday, they said we might get a little something off this low that was heading off of North Florida. It might have like a 30% chance of formation, but not with that area of high pressure and that big wind field up there. It just got sheared to nothing. So, yeah, I didn't really think that was going to do much. I was kind of surprised he even talked about it on the NOAA website. Lastly, there's this little disturbance down heading into the Caribbean. Again, it's not heading towards us. Doesn't look like it's going to hook back up or even build too much. So I think we're okay there. So anyway, I'll be back on Monday, let you know if any of that changes. And until then, be sure to check those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. And thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.